You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere. To restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. Fighting, a mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then, forbid us to protest, it should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace Conference. 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th, going to be starting at 7:30, where we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics, and so I want to see you there. God bless.
Well, praise the Lord, mighty men, women of God, we thank God for you. Thank God for you listening in. Following this broadcast. Thank God for Danny, Brother Danny, down here at the radio station. Oh, glory to God. And we thank God for the impact that it's doing throughout this county. This is Thomas Robinson of Kingdom Sounds with Radio Broadcast Ministry of Victory International Praise. And do I have a treat for you today? Praise the Lord. I got a, he's not old school, but we go back a long ways. We came out of New Hope Deliverance Temple out in West Cocoa on A Lane up under the ministry of Apostle Carter. Praise God. And we thank God. Praise God. She's on still on the face of this planet.
Yes.
Amen. And God is still using her in a mighty way. Praise the Lord. And so he's of that pedigree. Is that how they say it?
Yes.
Pedigree?
Yes.
He's of that pedigree. He got the bloodline. Amen. And something fell on him. You heard me?
Yes,
something.
Yes,
not
sir.
Something,
yes,
but something fell on him. Hallelujah. And he's walking in, and him and his wife have an awesome church. I believe it's in Sanford, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and I was just over there, as a matter of fact. Speaking of that, We want to invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace Summit. And that's going to be October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. We're going to be activating people, waking up what's in you. Praise God, the business that's in you. Praise the Lord. And we want to share with you, if it be the Lord's will, because, you know, he's allowed to, you know, turn a corner, make changes. But what the Lord has in mind for the marketplace in the last days. And so we want to invite you. And that's 250 North Babcock, in a wonderful city of Melbourne, Florida. And that's going to be the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Put it on your calendar. And it's going to start at 7:30 sharp. So hopefully we're going to see you there. Praise God. Those that have a check in your spirit, amen. You know, it's for you. And God wants to do something for you. All right. How you doing, man of God?
God, for the fellowship that he has allowed us to have, the revelation that God has blessed you with to impact the body of Christ. And I'm truly grateful just for this opportunity of being here with you on this morning. And I thank God for my beautiful wife, who has walked with me 22 years in ministry, and who has helped to shape and mold the man that God has allowed me to become. I appreciate God for it's good to have a mate that you like to be around.
You're right about
you enjoy
that.
Being around, so I appreciate God. I want her to know that I love her and appreciate
her. Amen. Let me see, now you put me on the spot, because now I gotta acknowledge my wife. I was gonna say go ahead and get started, but I thank God for my wife, Pastor Teresa Robinson, and she's a wonderful wife, a blessed wife, and I tell you what, she's my right hand, and it's hard for me to get, well, God is my right hand, but she's right there on the left, and it's hard for me to get a lot of things done without her, and so I thank the good Lord for her. All right, man of God, let's dive into the word. He's carrying the narrative of the day. You know, I'm just going to be listening in, because I don't even know what he's going to be bringing, but the Lord is going to have his way today. All right, praise the Lord.
We appreciate God for having us, but truly, I like our times that are spent, because oftentimes when we get into the word, we have that privilege of the word of God unfolding right there in our midst, and God revelating our hearts and minds. But one of the things that I did want to talk about that he laid on my heart was his perspective. So being able to see not just situations, but walking through this thing that's called life, looking at it from the perspective of God. And when we look at that word perspective, we know that perspective is our mental view of things, and how we see things. And the one thing that we have to know is that we are limited in our view. We only see so far. So our perspective does not have the capacity to lend itself to seeing things how they will be. We only see things in our current reality. But when we go to the Word of God, we know that the Word of God gives us the capacity to expand our ability to see. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So what we see is, we see in the book of Genesis, the book of beginnings, we see in the beginning God. Now, you can shut the book, know that the story is complete, and you can walk away knowing that when God did things in the beginning, he did not leave an opening for the adversary to overcome what he spoke in the beginning. He spoke it in the beginning, and when he spoke it, it was fulfilled. So now God's perspective is not just the reality of the beginning. When God speaks it, he already knows the end from the beginning. So when we get the perspective of God, we are no longer situational. Because regardless of how we want to look at it, we know that there are things that come in our lives that cause us to sometime fear. We know that there's things in our lives that sometimes cause us to shift. Every one of us knows that we have those moments in life when we ask God, where are you? Because it doesn't feel like in that moment that God, who is in complete control of everything, is in control of this situation. So we see that in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, but sometimes what happens is we stop there. And we don't get the other side of the perspective.
Right.
And then John steps in and he says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God. The Word was with God. And he lets us know the same. So we know that even though the scripture only speaks of God in the beginning God, we see that there was also Christ. And we see that there was also a Holy Spirit that was not visible to us until we see the perspective that John lends to us, which enables us to be able to see further now. Because we see now that what God started, not only was he God in Genesis in the old, not only was he God in the New Testament when we look at the Gospels, but we see that the book of Revelation, he's also God. So God was not only God in the beginning, he's God in the middle, and he was also God in the end. But what he did in the beginning completed the middle and the end. So we see that when God spoke in the beginning, what he did was he spoke and he hung the stars and the moon. Now he didn't have to go back and say, man, what do I do if those shift? What do I do if those move? What do I do if it looks like it's out of place? He knew and had already put everything in place regardless of how things shift, regardless of how things change. And when we get God's perspective, we go, regardless of how this shift is in my life right now, I know that God is already in control. And from the beginning, before I even stepped into this trial or this test, because he's God who brought me to it, he's able to bring me through it. So what we do is when we get his perspective, even though it may be trying, even though it may be painful, because pain has the capacity to shape you. Pain has the capacity to make you. But what happens is when things get painful, we don't think it's God.
And
let me help you understand something. God is in your pain. And you also have to understand something, that God is so much in your pain that a woman has birth, and in that birth there are birth pains. In order for the life that is in you to come out of you, there are sometimes pains that you are going to have to go through. But you have to know that the pains that you go through, God planned for it to bring new life. So the old thing dies and the new becomes. But we have to see as God sees. And God sees it as done. God sees it as complete. He doesn't see it as unfinished, because God is not God of unfinished. When God does something, he does it to the fullness of what can be done. So when we look at John, when he gives us the perspective, he lets us know, look, all things that were made, they were made by him.
Yes.
But watch what he says. In the Word of God, what happens with us sometimes is we only see things as it is.
Yeah.
God sees it as it was. See, is means that it is your current reality or is becoming your reality. Was means it was already done. So God sees it not from the standpoint of it is or it is becoming, or God sees it from the standpoint and it was. Because he knows that he completed it from the time that he spoke it. We don't have to worry about the moon falling from the sky, because everything is sustained by the word of his power. And that's where we have to come into this perspective, because we are increased in our power or our capacity to have faith when we get the word in us. Science collects data. So, and guess what? The more data they collect, the more their perspective changes.
That's right.
When we read scripture changes our perspective.
That's
because
right.
It increases our faith. Now, guess what? That's not the case for everyone, because when we look in John 6, Jesus gives a revelation that those who are following him, not all of them comprehend. When he starts talking about, you're going to have to eat my flesh and you're going to have to drink my blood, some of them are like, oh my God, what's going on with this man? Okay, he done went a little too far. But that is because they do not see the spiritual context of the word, and they were only hearing him in the flesh, so they weren't able to receive the fullness of what God was really saying. And instead of sticking around to hear the end of the story, they decided in the middle of the story, in the middle of their ministry, in the beginning of their ministries, that they were going to walk away because they did not have a spiritual revelation of who God was, is, and what he was doing. And that is what happens, because we don't have the mindset of God or the perspective of God, where we see, because when we look at Ephesians, it talks about us being seated in heavenly places with him. Mm-hmm. But what happens is that sometimes we give up our seat of authority. We move, and that's why it's important for us in this season to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because as soon as we give up our seat of authority, it changes our perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
And we no longer see it how we are supposed to see it. So we look at that, and when we look at that, we see God doing a complete work. But perspective is how we, his perspective is the way we see things. Because one of the things that we say that shake our faith is, I don't see it that way. That's a statement, or we say, I don't see it. You're not supposed to see it. Your thing is to believe it.
Yes.
See, if you believe it, that's why we don't see a lot of stuff, because we don't see it naturally. We're supposed to believe it spiritually and wait for it to manifest naturally.
You preach better than the choir saying amen, because I just the other day, a couple of days ago, Saturday, as a matter of fact, I just led someone to Christ.
Yes.
And I was telling them, I said, God is so mindful of you. I said that God put you in the very beginning in Genesis chapter 1. And,
wow.
And so I began to tell them that, you know, the Bible says in the beginning, God created the heavens, plural.
Yes.
He's talking, you got to include the third heaven in that also, and the earth. And we're made from the earth.
Yes.
We have a spirit. We're spirit, but we're made of earth also. Yes. And the Bible says that we were without form and void.
Yes.
And so when you're born in sin, you're shaped in iniquity. You don't have the shape of God. You don't have the form of God. Come on. My God, and you're void. You were empty of God. This is the way God saw you. This was the state of the earth. It was jacked up. It was messed up. You were jacked up. You were messed up. I feel the anointing.
My God.
And all of a sudden, the Bible says that the Spirit of God moved across the face of the water. In other words, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, has to activate a word, glory to God, in your belly, and it runs up out of you like running rivers of water. We see the water. We see the water being activated. What this man of God is preaching is water. It's water coming up out of him. It's the word of God. And the Bible says that next thing you know, God said, let there be light. Because now you're at the road of decision. You got to make a decision between to stay in darkness or take the right road. Oh, glory to God. And so the Bible says, because God divided the light from the darkness. So I just want to throw all of that in there to let you know, because David said, what is man that you're so mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? Because guess what? God was so mindful of you that God put you in Genesis. I can keep going down, and just keep showing you in the Bible, but God put you in the Bible from the very beginning. Go ahead, man of God. You just, glory. And she ended up giving her life to the Lord. She was like, I don't see it that way.
That's
you know, if all y'all preachers got this different way of seeing things, but I'm glad you, my God, go ahead, man.
And that's the important thing. It's not about how we see it, because sometimes we mess up God's intent because we don't spend time to get the wisdom and revelation that the Lord really desires for us to get. We want a quick fix. We are a microwave generation of saints, and we like to see God do things suddenly. And when we don't see movement, we don't think that God's in control, because we've gotten so used to movement. And reality, our perspective is, if God's going to do it, he's going to do it now. If God's going to do it, he's going to do it suddenly. But there are times when you have to wait for God. Now, here's a reality. The Bible lets us know, the psalmist writes, and he says, forever, O God, thy word is established in heaven. Now, here's what you have to understand, because what happens with some of us is, we forget that God is also God who is not about time, because he can operate outside of time.
Yes.
So time doesn't mean anything to God. But we also know that God is God of place. And what happens to us is that sometimes what God reveals to us wasn't meant for us to tell somebody else.
That's right.
Can you imagine Abraham telling Sarah that I'm getting ready to go sacrifice our son? Can you imagine how that conversation would have went? But because he already has a revelation that God is going to provide, he doesn't mind believing that when I take my son to where God tells me to take him, that God's going to do the unexpected. He goes, I'll go. I'm going to take the journey. Perspective told him before he even got to where he was going, God will provide. Perspective told him that where I'm going, I know I'm taking my son to sacrifice, but he's not going to be a sacrifice because he saw through the eyes of God. He knew that forever your word is established. And guess what? Because you are God who promised, you're not God who will also take back. He waited a length of time for that promise. And what happens is we get confused and we mess up the perspective of God, because when we don't pay the car note and the car gets repoed, first thing we want to say, it must have not been God. No, you just didn't pay your bills. You should have took care of your business. That does not mean that God is an Indian giver. God will not give you something and then take it right back. Now, God may want to find out, do you want that more than him?
Yep.
He gonna test to see, okay, I'm gonna give you this, but do you want it more than me? And then there's where you gotta know, no, Lord, because the guys who in John 6, they walk away. Some of them walk away. Yeah. But guess what? The other disciples like, where we go? Where we gonna go? Jesus asked them, okay, do you wanna leave also? Where will we go? You alone have the words that lead to eternal or everlasting life. So I like the perspective that they're looking at things at, because they're looking from the standpoint of life after this life. And so many of us are so stuck in where we currently are that we're not thinking about the life after this life. So we're investing time and money and effort in this life, not realizing that the ultimate work is the life after this life, and we are working to get to everlasting life after this life. So when we see that forever it's settled in the heavens, guess what? If it's settled in the heavens, we can see a manifestation in the earth, but we have to believe what's settled in heaven. When we look at the story, we see that he's not just telling us that I want you to see it the way that it is. He's telling us, look, I need you to know that I have a plan concerning you. And guess what? Sometimes it doesn't look like that plan is manifesting in the way that we would like for it to, but those are those moments we have to believe.
You know, you said something just then, because I was thinking God used some moments to teach.
Yes.
You know, there was me and my wife went through some things financially, but God used that moment to teach us about debt cancellation. Yes. Come on. In other words, this is a powerful word, because sometimes you are in the midst of something and you're like, okay, what's going on? What is God doing? What is God not doing? Yes. You know, you're sitting there pulling your hair out. Praise God. And God may use the repossession. Come on. God Jesus. May use that, man. God, as a matter of fact, when we got put in that position, we began to pray about debt cancellation.
Yes.
And then one night I come home, and I'm not going to go too far into that, but I'll just put it this way. God began to cancel debt supernaturally. And so he wanted to teach us something. Oh, glory to God. And which he did. Go ahead, man. God, this is so good. I just want to throw that
in. Please come in. I like springing off of that, because again, it is not. And again, because sometimes we get into places, we invite God into so many things after. That's God right. is the afterthought. It is not that he leads us. Now watch the word. Watch the word. He leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That means when he leads us and we go, his signature is on that.
Yeah.
But sometimes we go places where he hasn't authorized us to go. And guess what? He has to step in and he has to bring us back out of. And now when we come out, if we come out with wisdom, we'll change our perspective of, and just not think that, oh my God, God is, if I tithe, that means that he's giving me a blank check and I can just do whatever.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
That is not how. God is God of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And he provides us with the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. So what we have to do is, from our heavenly seat of authority, we see that the word of God is established forever in heaven. But God being God who controls time, operates outside of time, but he's also God who is specific. And that's what we have to understand is that what he speaks to one, he might not say it to you.
That's right.
And what is meant for you might not be meant for someone else. And where we mess up sometimes is we share the promise or the dream that God never told us to share. And what happens is, when somebody doesn't believe like you believe, it shifts your perspective of what God says. And all we really need to know, that if God said it, old school said, that settles it.
That is
We have to know that. We have to know that.
My God. Well, this is just day one.
Yes.
This is Monday.
Yes.
Praise God. And we're going to have him back Tuesday and Wednesday.
Man.
Oh, man. I tell you what, he is preaching better than the choir is saying amen. I'm his amen corner over
yes,
here.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. Well, don't forget Christ in the Marketplace Conference, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock. That's going to be October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Praise the Lord. And we want to just empower the people of God with knowledge. You know, knowledge is dangerous to the enemy's kingdom.
Yes.
And we want to give you some knowledge. We want to wake up what's in you. Business is in you. I always like to say, if you got Christ Jesus in you, you got business in you. You're capable of business. Oh, glory to God. He said, even the Father, he let us know that the Father was business minded. Oh, glory to God. And so we want to share some things with you. All right. And then once again, this is Bishop Carter, praise God. He's going to be back Tuesday. I want you to tune in. Tell somebody he's going to be back Tuesday. And so tune in 6 to 6:30 on the radio station. All right. God bless you. We love you. We will see you.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace Conference. And that's going to be this October. The month of October on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere, to restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. A mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then forbid us to protest, it should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace Conference, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October the 11th, 12th, and 13th. It's going to be starting at 7:30. But we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics. And so I want to see you there. God bless.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 3 3-